Is Iowa fetal heartbeat law the first step to overturning Roe v. Wade? Written by Lisa Shaw, published at thenewamerican.com, Tuesday, May 8, 2018. Iowa set a groundbreaking precedent on Friday as the fetal heartbeat bill was signed into law. Surrounded by cheers and a crowd of supporters that included mothers and children, Governor Kim Reynolds proudly attached her name to the historic and controversial Senate File 359. Described by many in the mainstream media as, quote, the nation's most restrictive abortion ban, end quote, this new law requires an ultrasound for a woman seeking an abortion and then prohibits the abortion if the baby's heartbeat is detected, which can be as early as 6 weeks. This bill was passed on the same day as a similar bill in South Carolina, banning nearly all abortions, was sent back to committee after a Democrat filibuster. Lawmakers in Iowa, already one of the few states to ban abortions after 20 weeks, made this decision to take the protection of life even further. According to the Des Moines Register, quote, Republicans who debated the legislation late into the night said they hope their law will face a legal challenge so it can advance to the U.S. Supreme Court, end quote. As the bill was moving through the legislative process, Senator Jack Chapman, Republican Adel, declared, quote, this law, if signed, I believe could very well be the bill that overturns Roe v. Wade, end quote, the notorious 1973 Supreme Court decision that overruled states' rights and legalized abortion nationwide. The bill's floor manager, Representative Sharon Lundgren, Republican Dubuque, went further to claim, quote, the science and technology have significantly advanced since 1973. It's time for the Supreme Court to weigh in on the issue of life. It has taken decades for the science to catch up to what many have believed all along, that she is a baby, end quote. Unapologetic for her pro-life position, Governor Reynolds stated, quote, I understand and anticipate that this will likely be challenged in court, and that courts may even put a hold on the law until it reaches the Supreme Court. However, this is bigger than just a law. This is about life, and I'm not going to back down from who I am or what I believe in, end quote. While initially SF 359 made allowances in case of, quote, medical emergency, end quote, amendments were later made with these exceptions. The mother was raped and reports the rape to a law enforcement agency, a public or private health agency, or a family physician within 45 days. The mother was the victim of incest and reports the issue to a law enforcement agency, a public or private health agency, or a family physician within 140 days. Quote, not all the products of conception were expelled, end quote, following a spontaneous miscarriage. A physician certifies that the fetus has an abnormality that, in the physician's, quote, reasonable medical judgment, end quote, is incompatible with life. Representative Stephen Holt, Republican Denison, supported the bill, but stated, quote, I do not agree with the exceptions in the amendment, for I believe that all unborn lives matter and that all unborn lives should be protected, end quote. He went on to say, quote, however, I will vote to protect most of the unborn and we will continue to work to protect all unborn children, end quote. Also voicing their disagreement, but for reasons not favorable to life, were groups such as Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union. Susanna DeBaca, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of the Heartland, declared, quote, we will challenge this law with absolutely everything we have on behalf of our patients because Iowa will not go back, end quote. Declaring the bill to be, quote, dangerous and unconstitutional, end quote, Senate Minority Leader Janet Peterson, Democrat Des Moines, who served on the subcommittee, said, quote, this bill doesn't just go after women. It goes after doctors, it goes after girls, it goes after moms, it goes after grandmas, it goes after Iowa families. This bill will impact every Iowan who gets their period and every woman who doesn't get their period. This is a direct attack on women's health care across our state, end quote. However, Senator Jason Schultz, Republican Schleswig, who also served on the subcommittee, believes that culture has become repulsed by a, quote, holocaust of death, end quote, and referring to the legislation said, quote, this may be what our culture is ready for, end quote. He also stated, quote, stopping a beating heart is never health care, end quote. Governor Reynolds, though closely surrounded by supporters, was aware of the resistance waiting just outside her doors. Quote, I understand that not everyone will agree with this decision, end quote, she said. Quote, but if death is determined when a heart stops beating, then doesn't a beating heart indicate life, end quote. Taking effect July 1, Iowa's fetal heartbeat law will hopefully take its place as the first of many bills of its kind to lead our nation away from the holocaust of death to a culture of life. To listen to more articles from The New American, click podcast at the top of our homepage and be sure to subscribe.